He says he arrived here with nothing but an invisible suitcase full of dreams. But Hugh Van Lee, who landed in Australia in 1977 as one of what were then dubbed Vietnamese boat people, is tonight officially the next governor of South Australia. He's patron of more than 200 charities and organisations across the state and was made an Officer of the Order of Australia, AO, in 2010. When Hugh Van Lee was made Lieutenant Governor, he was said to be the first Vietnamese-born person in the world to be appointed to a vice-regal position. I spoke to him a short time ago.
It is the stuff of a fairy tale, to be honest, and I'm still trying to come to terms with that right now.
I see that you've been quoted as saying that this sends a powerful message affirming our inclusive and egalitarian society.
Yes.
Tell us about your perspective on that inclusiveness and that egalitarianism.
Well, Mark, I arrived here as a young refugee from Vietnam. I had nothing with me. All I had was a dream of living in a free, safe and democratic society and dream to make a life meaningful and with fulfillment. But to be bestowed with this greatest honour and the privilege of holding a viceregal office representing Her Majesty in this state beyond every, absolutely beyond every wildest dream that I've had. It only happened in South Australia and in Australia. And that's why I'm thinking that the society that makes you feel belonging, that makes you feel at home, and make you feel respected, and make you feel that you are treated fairly. And that is the egalitarian society that we have right here in Australia.
When you arrived here in a boat, did they put you into detention?
We didn't call that detention at the time. We were put in the abandoned quarantined centre in Darwin for a couple of weeks for the intensive interview by the immigration departments and then health checks and everything else, checks and immunisation and injections and tablets and all that sort of thing, x-rays and all of that. And then after that, we were accepted as a refugee and receiving the temporary visa to stay in this country.
So you weren't locked up for lengthy periods of time?
No.
And when you look at the present situation, what do you think? I mean, I know you're a governor and that makes it difficult to say anything political, but you must have personal feelings about this.
Mark, I do have a personal feeling about this, but unfortunately, as you just mentioned, our Westminster system requires that the advisory office have to be non-political. And therefore, as a lieutenant governor and to be the governor, I think it is quite inappropriate for me to make any comment or to say something that can be interpreted or can be considered as a political interference or the comment. So please excuse me for this.
I do understand, but to a degree, your life story gives its own message.
That's right.
Once you arrived here, there was no real question that you were in danger if you went back.
No.
And so you were accepted as a refugee on a temporary basis. And then how long did it take you to be accepted on a more permanent?
Not long after that. I think it's just another year or two, and then we were qualified to apply for the citizenship.
And I remember a Four Corners program, which would have gone to air sometime around the time that you arrived, I think, in which Australians, white Australians, were interviewed, and some of them were using words like slant eyes and slope heads. It shocked a lot of Australians to hear that and to see that. Have you encountered much of that sort of racism, and has it waned as you have been here longer?
Well, yes. Like you, I did hear from the newspapers and radio talkbacks and all that sort of thing. Even in Parliament, in federal Parliament as well as the state Parliament, there's a lot of statements made about the boat people, about the disease that they may bring to this country, and the unwanted members of society and that kind of thing. Yes, it started just like any other new wave of migrants. We all cope with some sort of criticism and negativity at first. But then after the first couple of years, with all kinds of headlines and everything about the Vietnamese, we're becoming so quiet, so unremarkable. And I think that is a good sign, and it is a sign that we are totally integrated into the society to the extent that it's become unremarkable. Until I have to say, until when Pauline Hanson gave his maiden speech in Parliament, then there's some part of the society started to moving up and some sort of a negativity. But then then after that, it's just very short-lived.
And I can't let you go without asking you why your sons are called Don and Kim.
Well, Mark, you have to realize, coming from Vietnam to this country, some of the thing that too curious to us would be the cricket. I just asked myself why they're so obsessed with sport as a whole, but cricket in particular. It is a very slow game, and to be honest, you have to be very patient to follow the game. The game that takes 2-3 days without even knowing who's winning. So I started to be quite curious about this, and I found out the beauty, the characters in that, the attitude, not only from the players, but also the spectators as well. Very relaxed, and yet, you know, can be very powerful. So the more I found about that, the more I developed some kind of interest and curiosity. And I thought, well, my first son, and here we worship Don Bradman so much, I thought, well, why don't we give him a name, and hopefully he will become one of the great cricketer. Don turned up to be quite not quite in the sport field. He's a bookworm, actually.
he's named after Bradman. And how about Kim?
And then I said, well, the first one's not a very good cricketer. By the time we have the second son, then on television you can see Kim Hill with that bowling techniques and the mallets with his hair. It's just fantastic. I thought this is wonderful.
It wasn't when you saw Kim Hughes crying at the press conference.
No, I did, actually, but that's part of the very human face of cricketers. So I named Kim after him, and Kim very luckily turned out to be quite a good cricketer. He played for the schools and all that sort of thing, and I'm just so thrilled with that.
Hugh Van Lee, the Governor-designate of South Australia. He formally takes the post in September, and there'll be a longer version of that interview on our website from this evening.